It's time now for your letters, and today one letter in particular. Yesterday, we remembered Leonard Stern, a TV writer who died this week. We focused on one achievement of his outside of TV. He was the co-creator of Mad Libs. And my colleague Michelle Norris and I told the story of the game with some Mad Libs of our own, like this.
Mad Libs was very popular with young, and in this case, I need a noun.
Crocodiles.
Okay, very popular with crocodiles. And it sold millions of, another noun, please.
Baseballs. You get the picture. Well, Karen Uptain of Birmingham, Alabama, liked our remembrance of Leonard Stern, but she writes this: you did it wrong. You're supposed to get the other person to give you the various parts of speech answers first, and then you fill in the blanks, which is what makes Mad Lib so funny, because without having known the context, the other player's choices end up sounding silly. So we decided to invite Karen Uptain to join me to play a new round of Mad Libs. Karen, go ahead. Fire away.
Okay. I need a noun.
Suspenders.
Okay. And an adjective?
Fuzzy.
A verb?
Schmooze.
An adverb?
Smoothly.
Another noun?
Paradox.
An adjective?
Sweet.
A plural noun?
Eyebrows.
And another one?
Light bulbs.
Okay.
Okay, now, our producer is going to bring me in the filled-in Mad Lib with those words that I just came up with here. You ready?
Ready.
The subject is talk like a pirate. Here we go. Ye can always pretend to be a bloodthirsty suspenders, threatening everyone by waving your fuzzy sword in the air, but until ye learn to schmooze like a pirate, ye'll never be smoothly accepted as an authentic paradox. So here's what you do. Cleverly work into your daily conversations sweet pirate phrases such as ahoy there, eyebrows, and shiver me light bulbs. What do you think?
Fabulous.
Karen Uptain of Birmingham, Alabama, thanks for playing along with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered.